All right, riddle me this, Kev. What's one of the first upgrades you should do to your vehicle? What is it? What do you go for?
Well, you might think power, but ultimately, from a smart and safe perspective, definitely the brakes.
Yeah, no doubt. Upgraded braking system can really transform a vehicle's performance and honestly give you better peace of mind behind the wheel in any situation. You know, from the track, the off-road trails, even the morning commute, every single vehicle deserves performance brakes at an affordable price.
And no matter what your vehicle or driving style, PowerStop has complete brake upgrade kits for you. So head to PowerStop.com, fill in your vehicle's information into their easy-to-use brake finder to be matched with complete kits and components that are low-dust, noise-free, and feature upgraded stopping power.
That's right. You could join the thousands of other drivers that have already transformed their vehicle into a stopping powerhouse today with PowerStop. PowerStop.com, brake upgrades made easy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It is the Two Guys Garage Podcast. He is Kevin Bird. I am Willie B. And fired up, man. We're talking FiTech today. Kevin, we use this so much on the show. Matter of fact, season's about to kick off. Our inaugural show for whatever season this is, I think 22 or something. It's crazy.
22 years. Yeah.
Yes. It's nuts, man. But we're featuring FiTech in the kickoff.
Yeah, and not in a small way, in a big way. I mean,
old body style pickup
truck.
Yep,
man.
Yeah.
And you know, those things are weak from the factory, but they make cool rides. And with all the C10, the earlier ones getting so expensive, man, these are getting super popular. But, you know, when you're pushing around an old 350, makes, you know, a couple 200, maybe
nothing,
300,
yeah,
nothing horsepower.
If you're mad at it.
Swapping in an LS was on the list and topping it off complete. FiTech fuel injection. So intake manifold, fuel rails, fuel delivery, in-tank pump, transmission control, ignition, everything on that bad boy.
Yeah, man. And as you guys will see, man, the truck is crazy because it's canary yellow, which I would never paint anything yellow. I just don't understand yellow on muscle cars or Corvettes. However, this truck actually looks pretty good. They did something unbelievable with the inner fender wells. You need to check out the show for that. I don't support that at all. However, you may like it, but the truck itself, you know, from, you know, 5-10 feet out, you look at it and you go, wow, that thing really turned out clean, sharp, and that thing is going to run, man. A big part of that is due to the FiTech system. We've really clued into FiTech and how simple it is to put fuel injection on your car, because I truly believe that for a long time was very, very intimidating. However, with modern technology, with the ability to tune in your hand, with your ability to change settings, FiTech has really gone aggressive in making it simple, easy, and rolling out one weekend, you know, rolling in on Friday with a carburetor, rolling out on Saturday or Sunday with fuel injection.
Well, I mean, just go back a couple of years. I mean, the challenge has been, you know, we've had carburetors forever. We know all the benefits of fuel injection. But like you said, the complication, right? Getting on a laptop, tuning from scratch, all the variables makes it just really challenging for a lot of people. And then the price point, right? You go back a couple of years ago and you're talking $3,000-$4,000 when you think about, you know, a complete system. It's big money and you're like, well, I don't know, used carburetor, $800 for a new carburetor. You know, now we're talking about, you know, throttle body systems for less than $1,000. Like literally you can have fuel injection running on your car for not much more than it costs a carburetor. And that's kind of a no-brainer for all the benefits that you get from fuel injection.
Yeah, no doubt. Heat soaking being a big one that, you know, we deal with out here in Colorado a lot. Altitude's another thing. Michael, Hey, Michael, you probably deal with that a lot, right, man? People calling you because they're sick and tired and frustrated with the carburetor, heat soak, you know, that barking, spitting, growling it does. If you drive it for 2 hours, park it for 45 minutes, come back, and, you know, the intake's heat soaked, carburetor's heat soaked. You probably deal with that a bunch, huh?
Yeah, we get it all the time. I mean, one of my higher elevation guys, that's the biggest selling point, is we have a built-in barometer in all our systems.
Yeah.
And it just, you know, makes that auto-tuning just that much easier.
It truly does.
Yeah, I still remember way back when in college we used to race little formula cars, and you know, we did our first fuel injection systems back then. We, you know, kind of designed our own, used some you know, simple aftermarket you know, in the early days of controllers, and we tuned everything in Florida, and we drove all the way up to Detroit, and everything was completely off, you know, from the weather, the altitude, you name it. And it was like, oh crap, you go to do the first run, the first race, and you're like, you know, like, oh, quick, get the laptop, figure out what's going on. And yeah, man, for this thing to adapt itself, and I think even bigger than that, just the learning aspect, the fact that you can bolt one on and fire the thing up and just kind of watch it dial in over number of minutes, a couple of drives, yeah. Extremely impressive.
Yeah, we definitely pride ourselves on trying to make it the simplicity side of the user end yeah. as easy as possible. We give you, you know, pretty much four basic questions and fire it up and drive it. You know, one manual adjustment on our throttle bodies and our LS setups, which is, you know, setting the IEC steps. I'm sure you guys battled that the first time you guys ever did it, but once you do that, yeah, you hop in and you drive.
Amen to that, man. So we got to take our first break, but I tell you what, we're going to dive back into it when we come back. You know, we'll do pros and cons. You know, it used to be a decent argument, you know, carburetor versus fuel injection because of the price thing, but now it's stacked big time in fuel injection's favors, and we'll kind of run through that here in just a second. The whys, the hows, and how easy FiTech makes it. It's the Two Guys Garage Podcast. He is Kevin Bird. I'm Willie B, and we're back after the break.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
It is the Two Guys Garage Podcast. He is Kevin Bird. I am Willie B. Fired up, man. We have our boy Michael on from FiTech. Now, Michael, I'm sure you know because you probably get the phone calls saying, hey, man, the guys want to do something with FiTech on the show. Can you send A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and all that stuff? However, you know, man, it's so cool when we go to the studio, right, and we're getting ready to work on a project. We know we're going to upgrade the fuel injection system with you guys because you truly have a complete really easy to put on, adjust, you know, get the four questions answered sort of scenario and get out and let the thing learn on its own. It really is not as intimidating as it just was a number of years ago. My question is, man, do you know how many times you guys are alleviating so much hell and headache for the carburetor guys? Like, that's gonna be such a big moment for you guys when guys call you going, I'm sick of it, I'm sick of the carburetor, I'm sick of the, you know, choking out and heat soak and all the crap that goes with it.
Yeah, are you getting those old timers that finally, you know, bite in, finally do it, and then kind of go, why'd I take so long?
You do get those guys, and I talk to them every day on the phone. I mean, I still answer the phone and make sales daily, and the crazy part is we're still teaching people fuel injection. So we still have it. When we release this product, Jeremy, the engineer, co-founder, he was like, hey, we're going to have to teach the world fuel injection now. We're making this thing so affordable. Everybody's going to buy it, and we're going to have to teach people fuel injection. And I didn't really grasp that when he said it until I started getting on the phone. And I started off in the tech department and taking phone calls there. And you know, going from a carburetor guy explaining that CFM isn't as important in fuel injection to getting, you know, these, you don't have to pump the pedal, you just get in, turn the key, explaining all these little things that you would think that you would
little
just
nuances,
yeah,
right?
Little, that, yeah, that, you would think they would just get it, you know? Yeah. And it's been fun, but yeah, I'm getting 87-year-old guys calling me going, you know, now telling me, hey, I hooked up the white wire to the key, you know, I got power here, I got this here. So how do I smooth out this spot? And, you know, those phone calls are the best.
Well, you know, when you're talking about teaching people fuel injection, literally from what you guys are delivering and what people have to understand about fuel injection, it's like 2% of what goes into learning about fuel injection, right? If you go to any other type of system, especially in the old days, it's like going to an ATM and saying, well, you put your card in and you punch your code and then you tell how much money you want. That's pretty much the level of you know, fuel injection knowledge that you need with your type of system versus like, well, what's going on behind the screen and how is it communicating and how is, you know, all this stuff that's just mind blowing to, you know, to a new user that you guys have made the interface so simple, right?
We do get a lot of like the really advanced guys that call in. They're like, hey man, I need more tables. I need more and right. more. Well, you know, we hide that. We hide that from the everyday user. So there's some menus that you can unhide on the handheld and then get in there and you can get really deep into our system. We try not to do that to everybody because we want this to be an everyday, any average Joe can get in here and run this thing. That's the target audience for us.
Well, that is a good point though. I mean, you can, because obviously behind the scenes, there's a lot going on. Anybody who knows the depth of fuel injection, but you guys have, again, simplified that for the user, but you can go in if you're in more of an advanced user. Is that a normal thing for folks to go in there?
You know, I'll spill the beans. You go on our display setup in our handheld and scroll down, you'll see advanced tuning, and you just right toggle over and make it say show and then hit back and it'll go into advanced tuning for you.
I mean, I think that's a huge feature.
Yeah, man. My brother showed me a couple tricks on that, bro. It's cool. He's a big time tuner. So yeah, he's shown me a few tricks on that. I gotta ask, man, can you walk us through, for people that are listening that may not quite understand, they've heard about FireTech, they've heard about, you know, switching over fuel injection, how much it's easier now. Can you walk us through the difference? Say, okay, you get a carburetor off, what really are the steps to getting this thing hooked up? And you guys listen carefully because it's unbelievably simple. It's much simpler than what you may think. So, all right, guy pulls his carburetor car in, he's sick and tired of it, it's not running right, float bowl's stuck, it's leaking gas, it's just a fire hazard waiting to happen. Pulls it off, got his FireTech box there. What's step 1, 2, 3, and 4?
So we're going to go basic. We're just going to go like a Chevy 350.
Okay.
Just, you know, a motor that's out there all across the world and everybody can relate to it. It's pretty much, you're going to have to upgrade your fuel delivery. We're going to have to get a high pressure fuel pump in there.
And you guys offer those with the kits?
We offer bumper to bumper on 90% of the hot rods out there. We're going to hook up a battery positive wires directly to the battery. We're going to hook up a key switch directly to the key switch. It's going to be cranking. When you're cranking, it's going to have 12 volts. And when the key's on, it's going to have 12 volts. Okay. So that's wire number two. We want to power the fuel pump that you just put in. So that's wire number three. And then we need a tach signal. 350 is usually HEI. You can get it from the HEI tach output. Or if you have a conventional distributor, you can get it from the negative side of the coil. Turn the key and fire it up.
Three wire.
You kidding me? Turn the wire.
Oh, wait. You forgot the four bolts on the throttle
tach
body.
What? He started off that he already bolted that.
Okay. I'm sorry.
And now we do have a couple external sensors that we want to run. One being a coolant temp sensor. We supply that for you. And then the other one is an oxygen sensor. That's where we get our self-learning from. And we're going to want you to put that a couple inches behind the collector on either bank, whichever one's easier for you to get to. In the directions, it gives you the right angle and everything you're supposed to do. But we supply you with the bung that you can clamp on or weld in. I prefer to weld them in. We try to give you everything we possibly can in the kit for you to get going.
Yeah.
And they truly do, you guys. You could pull your car in, have this kit, open it up, throw these things on, and literally drive out with fuel injection. It's insane. So they get the system. With that system is a handheld tuner, right? Walk us through how they get that thing lit off.
Yeah. So once you get your, you know, initial wiring done on the vehicle, there's a handheld cable and a handheld. You plug the two together to the throttle body, and it's going to light up. It's going to say FireTech fuel injection. And the first screen that comes up, it's going to give you some options. Number one's dashboard. Number two is vehicle setup. Click on vehicle setup. It's going to ask you some basic questions. Cubic inches. What do you got? So you type in 350. We're working on 350. Ask you cam selection. Now, this is where everybody goes, oh, man, I'm not sure on my cam. I don't know what's going on here. We narrowed it down to 1 through 4.
Make it easy.
1 through 4, yeah. Mild to wild.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
do you have the 3/4 cam? Is that the option?
It's yeah, right?
You only get that in high school, yeah. Bert. You only get that in high school.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, the FireTech can tune down to just about any over-the-counter cam. The custom cams that you see come off, we do ask some information on that. But if your motor can make down to, I say, it's down to at least 4 inches of vacuum, motor-made vacuum, 4 inches, we can tune for that.
Wow. Nice.
Wow. And when you say it tunes, can you explain a little bit what's going on? Obviously, it's reading the O2 and how much fuel is burned, unburned, and whether or not you need fuel. But that occurs in a certain window, a temperature, yeah. a thing like that. So walk us through maybe anything else you may need to get the thing up and running and rolling, or is that it? Sign off, cross T, dot the I, get the car and roll.
You know, there's initial setup. There's one manual adjustment after you do get it fired up, and that's called setting IAC, and IAC steps is what we call it. That gives the idle air control motor a home. Pretty much you're teaching to the home of the motor. That's the best way I could explain it. Then from there, the FiTech's able to control your idle. So if the idle air control motor doesn't know a base setting or where it's at, it would never be able to hit that target 800 idle or 750 or whatever you set it at. So it'd always be guessing. That's your one manual adjustment. And it's a Phillips head screwdriver. And there's a selector. We made it easy enough in our handheld. You just say, hey, I'm setting the IAC steps now. You turn that on. You go out front with your handheld, turn the screwdriver, dial it in between the range that we told you to dial it in between, which is 3 and 10. It never changes. It's always between 3 and 10, guys.
Yeah.
Cross the board.
Pretty impressive. It's that simple, man. Yeah. It's crazy. You would have never guessed that 10, 15 years ago, man. Think about how difficult it was to get, you know, those old school systems, whether it was, you know, I think Holly X or something. A lot of people were trying to have nightmares with it.
I'm dealing with a Howell system right now. Oh. I got a guy switching over, making him a system right now on a big 671 blower. You know, and we're going to go in there with one of our basic kits and make it run for them.
Yeah, man. Cleaning up people's nightmares. You guys truly made it simple and easy and gave everybody an easy means to get fuel injection, which is awesome. That's by far the best. Got to make you guys proud down there.
Yeah. We're stoked. I mean, you got a bunch of guys that are in building that are all car enthusiasts, right? We're all hot rodders. Yeah. We all have way too many projects. And we never get to work on ours because we're working on other people's. But hey, that's life. But I do want to say one thing about fuel injection, and I want to make this clear because you know we sell a lot of them, and I want people to know what they're getting into when they buy fuel injection. Not only all the pros are there, but fuel injection will expose weaknesses in your vehicle, so vacuum leaks, exhaust leaks, stuff like that that carburetors can cover up. We're gonna expose it.
Yeah, but is that really a bad thing? You know, like, should you be running around with a bunch of exhaust leaks and vacuum leaks and, nope. You know, basically a really cruddy running motor, you know, or should you just, yeah, nope. You know, tighten up a few things, get it right, and then put the fuel injection on it and go rip, you know?
Yep. To me, and then once you fix those things, it's the best experience you're going to ever have. I mean, it's phenomenal. It's the throttle response, the fuel economy that you gain back, the whole experience through the whole pedal versus just trying to hit that one sweet spot with the carb.
So you're saying if there's some folks out there that are a little fragile, a little afraid to look internally at their selves, their vehicle, and it's not quite, you know, adequate, that they should maybe consider whether this is for them.
Yep. There you go.
Right on. Well, you know what really blew me away a few years ago when you guys kind of hit the radar for me, your price point was completely blowing everybody out of the water, right? So we already talked about, you know, just the ease of it. How did you guys, you know, I'm sure you scan the market way ahead of time. I mean, people have been working at this game for 20 years or more. You know, what was it and what was your strategy that says, hey, somehow with all these smart players out there, multiple systems and companies, we're just going to come in and undercut everybody. How did that even, you know, how do they even formulate? Like, did you not gut check at someone? Go, wait a minute, guys, maybe we're not really realistic here. You know, what are we missing?
You know, I got to give credit to the founding fathers, right, of our company. I mean, Jeremy and Ken Farrell is no longer part of our company, but he was a founder. And that guy had a vision that said, I'm going to make EFI for under $1,000. He said, I'm going to do it. We're going to make it happen. And, you know, few years in, we developed it, came out, there it was, under $1,000. We didn't go to market with it. We tried to sell it to some bigger fuel injection companies. They didn't believe us. So then we decided, oh, you know what? We're going to business for ourselves. And now they're competing with us.
Shockwaves. Like, yeah. Shockwaves in the industry. Like,
oh, yeah.
I know everybody just, you know, doing the neck jerk, like, what? No yep. way. Can't believe it. And there you have the price tag, the websites and everything. Like, yeah, I think everybody was taken off guard.
we still have our original systems under $1,000.
Hey, Mike, you know what's funny? I used to have a guy there, Jason, that worked there at Fitech. I used to have him on my radio show all the time on Saturdays, my garage show all the time. And people, every time he would come on, people would call up and be like, BS, there's no way you're doing fuel injection for that cheap. And he would be like, watch, go to this website, look at it, see what we're doing, blah, blah, blah. So it was always stunning to watch people's reaction because, like you said, a lot of people couldn't quite grasp because the price point on other similar, you know, components and setups were so much more. It was like, nah, that can't be for real. They've messed up. The SKU's got to be wrong. So it was always really fun to you know, have him on Talk a Little Shop and watch people's reaction because it was dramatically different at the time. Now, having that price point has caused competitors to try to be more like you guys. But as far as having everything in the system complete, being able to roll in on a Friday, roll out on a Saturday, I don't think anybody has done it better than you guys, man.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And I kind of mentioned this in your guys' Q&A that I wanted to touch on. And you know, we're so proud of what we've been doing and the development that we're doing. We're doing a 3-year warranty bumper to bumper on our product. Nobody does that.
You know, amongst the industry, I mean, I know there are challenges, right? Yeah. And I know lots of people trying all kinds of different systems and they got to send them back and whatever. Like to have that kind of peace of mind, you know, 3-year warranty, like, okay, I'm covered. This is good.
What's funny is we were doing it anyways. To be honest with you guys, we're doing it anyway. So our system said 1-year warranty. And I'm going to say the only time I ever enforced that 1-year warranty was when I had an a-hole, like really out of control person. I was like, you know what? You're past your 1-year warranty. So
yeah.
But other than that, we take care of you.
I remember you guys had a couple of problems with pumps. We got pumps in surge tanks and the nipple was broke off because it was plastic. Yep. And I think it was Ernie or somebody I talked to there one day. And anyway, he was like, man, we had a bad shipment of them. I'll get one right out to you. It was like that. Boom, done, repaired. So you guys, and that was, again, longer than I believe a year. So you guys absolutely do that. Take care of your people. Want them to be out loving their cars.
Yeah.
Because it's such a dynamic change for them to be able to drive it like they can with fuel injection.
Yeah, I don't want those phone calls. I can't enjoy my car. I want you driving into my booth at a Good Guy show and letting me fine tune it, which we allow you to do. I mean, every show we're at, come see us.
I know. I was very curious. I, you know, the first system we got our hands on, I wanted to pick it apart and look at the components and see what's in it. And I mean, it's got all the industry standard injectors and sensors and all the key components are the same type, same brand, same everything. And it's not like a bunch of flimsy plastic stuff. Like it's legit. Like I still don't know how you do it.
Yeah. We work hard to make it to, if you had a sensor fail on you, that you can go down to AutoZone and buy that same sensor.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's, we did that on purpose. We didn't do it because it's an easy sensor. We did it because it's a easy access to that sensor.
Yep.
Right.
That's huge.
So hang on, man. I got to talk about some of these kits that you guys are doing because we talked about a 350, pretty cool. But now you guys have really, you made it easy for the LS guys. And now, man, I don't know about you, bro, but where I'm at, it's LS swap the world. Everybody's, people are waking up with LSs in their closets, pantries, bedrooms, bathrooms. I'm like, look, it's another LS. They're just popping in everywhere. So we got to talk about that, what you guys have made easy with those. We got a quick break. It's the Two Guys Garage Podcast. Kevin Bird, Willie B, Michael Wall from Fitech. We're back after the break. It is the Two Guys Garage Podcast. He is Kevin Bird. I am Willie B. And we have our man, Michael Owen from Fitech, talking fuel injection. You guys, I want to tell you, man, as intimidating as fuel injection has seemed, has felt, even, you know, the headaches from the early systems that you probably hear nightmares of, nowadays you really should check out how simplistic, especially these guys at Fitech have made it. And I'm talking not just for your old 350. We're going to have a conversation now about LSs. Everybody wants to, you know, to swap an LS into their, you know, their Chevelle, their pickup truck. You know, we just did that in the OBS in the first show. Who do we go with? We went with Fitech because they've got it down. Complete systems, complete kits. So, Michael, what was the calling that made you guys go, okay, since we're killing it with fuel injection, you know, you have different setups for different applications. How about we make an easy to throw on LS entirety, like everything you need, from the intake to fuel injection, everything in between, like to make it a quick and easy conversion for so many people out there.
Well, I mean, first you got to really thank the GM for making that LS base so bulletproof and easy to work with. I mean, they did everything possible to make an easy repairable motor
and fit in everything. Right.
Yeah, they did all the way to the coils, to the yanking out a cam, throwing in a new cam, upgrading that. I mean, man, that is probably the easiest motor to ever have to work on. And with that being said, we saw how many vehicles were getting that particular block put into it. And then looking how accessible that was as a pullout when we developed our LS kit, knowing that it was going to LS the world, like you said earlier.
And there were a lot of people initially that were doing the LS swap, but they would put an intake on it and a carburetor on it.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I've ridden in some really fast cars, LS swap with intakes and cars, but at the same time, you can't beat fuel injection, you guys. Everybody knows of the headaches. So you guys really went out making something simplistic, easy, and it covers the basis for all the LS.
Yeah, our entry level, I mean, just our wire harness alone, you can buy by itself and use it with the factory manifold that you get out of that yank out. And we can cover with trans control for any 4-series transmission on our base setup for $1,000. You know, and that's a complete LS ECU, handheld tuner, wiring harness, everything you need to get it going.
And that's huge, right? Because there's some of us, you know, Willie and I, we love three pedals. And there's a huge number of people that like automatics. And to be able to have that trans control and to make it that simple, it's all kind of in one essential box. It all talks to each other. That's too easy.
Yep. And if you like three pedals, it saves you some money too. So
yeah, right. Yeah.
Yep. Well, at least there, I'm sure we can spend some money elsewhere.
Hey, amen, man. You know? When you look at it at, you know, how to do it, obviously you guys have made a lot of setups that, you know, work in different applications. We do a thing at my radio station where we build vehicles and we give them to the listeners and they have a chance to win it. A couple of years ago, I built a Jeep on an old 81 Dodge frame fire and rescue truck, you know, and I went with your surge tank system because for me that was the easiest to get done and to happen. So I feel like a lot of people may not understand or grasp how and just easy of application you guys can help them with. So can people call up and go, hey man, I don't know about doing a drop-in thing in my fuel tank. I'm not comfortable, you know, putting a unit in there. What's another option for me? You guys walk them through those processes as well?
Yeah, we do. I have a great team. My guys that answer the phone, they're very well educated in almost all vehicles, and they understand. They'll ask you key questions. Are you doing things off camber? Are you going off road with this vehicle? When they hear Jeep, first thing, are you going off camber?
Yeah.
And if you're going off camber, all right, we're going to get you into a surge tank for that reason. So you have no tank slosh issues. You have no fuel starvation or anything like that.
That's exactly why I wanted that system, you know?
Yep. Yeah. And they work.
Are wheeling. You know? Yeah. They work great. They work great. So hey, explain what a surge tank is in case people don't know. Maybe you got, you know, an off-road rig, you got no carburetor on it. Everybody knows the nightmares of that. But walk us through what that system entails for people that are into off-roading.
So the one thing it is the off-roader guys, I got something for them too. And we got some new product for them that's coming out. But a surge tank pretty much piggybacks off of your existing fuel delivery. So if you have a mechanical pump or low or any kind of pump, actually already feeding your system, what you do is you're going to end up feeding the surge tank. The surge tank has a submerged fuel pump anywhere from a 255 up to dual 340s. We can cover 600 horsepower all the way up to 1600 horsepower with one of our surge tanks.
Uh-huh.
And inside there, it keeps the pump submerged no matter what angle you're at. It always has fuel in it, and it's going to supply the EFI unit for you.
Yeah. So your main pump, your main pickup might be exposed, right? But you've already filled the surge tank, right? And that is the key. So that little basically mini tank, like you said, has a submerged pump in it. So it's got a certain runtime that you could be sideways, upside down, almost whatever. Like it's got a certain runtime to it that, you know, it'll get you through whatever hard cornering or, you know, ramping up something sideways or whatever.
Massive angles coming off and on rocks. Yeah, man. Big. Massive, you know, you're pointing straight up in the air, baby. You definitely are thankful that surge tank is there to get up and over boulders, rocks, climbs, and so forth. We use a lot in that. But you said you had something new for the four wheel guys.
Yeah, we have a force fuel dual pump one. All my guys that are doing like the pre-runners or the you know, the runs out in the desert and stuff, they've been buying this setup. And the reason why is they run it with a redundancy setup. So they only run one of the fuel pumps and they go out in the desert, they go do the Baja, whatever. And they always have a backup fuel pump already built into the system. And they just, if they lose a fuel pump, they just hit a switch and go to the secondary one.
Nice.
That's kind of cool. All right.
Yeah.
It's a lifesaver, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, no doubt. And they see a lot of road race guys pick up these search tanks.
Yeah, I've been seeing a lot more road race guys. I've been seeing guys, these guys with the souped up Porsches now, grabbing them and putting them up underneath their trunk lid. So when they hit boost, they have the extra pump kicking on to support their boost.
Wow.
I'm like, I don't know. Yes. I wouldn't do that myself, but have fun.
Yeah, nice. Man. But you're building stuff to, you know, people like us, people like to go fast, people like to get a little extra performance out of their rigs, man. They're finding ways to do it. You guys are complimenting all of it, which, you know, for you guys, you know, on your end, you're up against so many big companies, big brothers, man. It's great to see this little guy out there just whooping everybody's ass, like, you know, in the ring, like, bring it, bitch. like, because there's companies with big names that buy everybody and just steal their product line, slap their name on it. You guys have been, you know, fighting from the dirt and ground up, and it's been really cool to watch and see.
We're still under 30 employees. That's
what?
Wow. Yeah, we're still under
Shut
30
up.
Employees.
I almost you gotta be kidding
I
me.
I almost hit 30 this last month, but they said, "Oh, you can do without it."
So as he says that, get on their website and look at the number of different products and SKUs, like, because it's not just a fuel injection system on the motor, the controls, the harnesses, all the fuel delivery. I mean, it's crazy. And you know, you talked about 1600 capable fuel. You know, for all the guys out there, like, well, I got a big motor, I need something bigger, more power. What kind of range can you guys cover? Because you've got dual throttle body setups, you got everything.
We're on Volkswagen Bugs all the way up to 1400 horsepower vehicles right now. I mean, that range covers pretty a lot of part numbers.
You got to be real serious to get above the 1400
on April 1st, April Fool's Day, we're dropping 500 new part numbers.
What?
Whoa. Yeah, figured April 1st was a good one to do it because no one's going to believe that we can do that.
And you got less than 30 people in your shop. Dude, y'all killing it, man.
All right, can you give us any sneak peeks? Like, what is new and hot that's coming out?
So we got it's called a dual sync setup that's coming out, 24 dual sync. So this is a small block, big block Chevy distributor replacement so you can run coils.
I got a couple big block Chevys. What's up?
Then we run an LS platform computer on it. So now you got this more robust computer on there. We got coils running each cylinder for the spark. And then you got a nice little block off black cap that says Fitech on the back. And that's just our cam pickup, the dual sync. And yeah, port injection, badass little setup. I have it on my orange truck right now. And I'll tell you what, I was ear to ear. I picked it back up today from a post.
Tunable spark too?
What's that?
Full tunable spark?
Full tunable.
Wow. So you're using the distributor, you know, drive and everything in the rear?
Yep, we're using the drive just to pick up a signal. And
what'd you say you put it on your truck and what happened?
I'm ear to air smiles the last two times I've driven it. I'll tell you. thing is snappy, man.
Wow. Damn. All right. I got a couple of Dart 572 big blocks in old school cars with, you know, the old school big, you know, Holley HP 1050 on it or something like that. Another car dominated. So I'm ready to pull that garbage off, man.
Well, we got that Nemesis. The Nemesis is close to coming out. When you guys see this Nemesis, and we named that for a reason. Nemesis is a 4500 platform, 16 injector throttle body with interchangeable Venturi, so you can get different spray patterns.
Wait. 16 injector throttle body?
Yep, up to 16 injectors. It has dual throttle position sensors in there. It has dual idle air control motors for you, so it can take those big radical cars, and then it can make it streetable for you, too.
No.
So this thing is just going to be nuts.
Way.
Yeah.
Wow. So when does that come out? When is that available?
So it's on our drag car right now. So we've been doing R&D on it. There's a couple more things we want to tweak on it that we want to slam dunk this one. I don't want to send it out there half fast. We want to send it out there and you just blow these guys away. I'm hoping May that I have my orders I have people that already pre-ordered this sucker. I hope to have product in their hands in May.
Wow.
Wow.
Dude, big moves at FiTech, man. How happy are you guys?
No doubt. Well, you know, we're on a run here, Willie. We're really pulling out some scoops. So anything else that you can leak out before? Like, because everybody's going to wait for April, but anybody on this podcast can be like,
currently, a lot of people don't know is we reamped our current throttle body ECU. So the current throttle body ECU, we took the drivers off the board and moved them, the relays off the board and put them in a relay box to the side. Now, what that just did is gave the longevity of our throttle body system. It's pretty much endless life now, right? Other than maintenance. You might have an injector you have to change down the road. You might have, you know, a sensor that goes bad, but now you don't have a main board relay.
Wow. Yeah.
Right. So now you can just service a relay off board, and we were able to put more robust, bigger one in there.
Nice. So is that going to be standard across the board then coming?
It's standard. It's already in play.
Right. Right on.
It's already in play. We just did it as a rolling change.
Wow.
Very cool. Very cool.
All right. So before we run out of time, man, how do people find out more? Give us the social sites, give us the website, give us where everybody needs to check out the latest product you guys are busting out at FiTech.
So our Instagram's always happening, and that's just FiTech_EFI. That's huge. That's where you see all the newest stuff. And our Facebook is the same, FiTech_EFI. Our website is FiTechEFI.com. We do have a newsletter you can sign up on there that's been given all the scoop and all the places that we're at. Again, we will tune your vehicle. If you have a FiTech and we're at a show and you say, hey, I don't like something, we'll go out there and do it.
Awesome.
If we're at a booth, you could pull your car right up in our booth and we'll figure out what's going on.
That's pretty sick, man. You mean one of the 30 people that work for you will be at that booth to dial it. That's customer service, y'all. You don't get that.
No doubt.
You don't get that nowhere else. I don't see anybody else out there doing that.
No, man. All right. Well, hit up the sites. Check them out. If you guys need fuel injection, just trust us. We use them all the time on show, in personal cars, lice, and builds. These guys are awesome. They just truly are great at making a product you can be proud to put on, know that it's thorough, know you're going to get all the tunability and performance you're wanting out of it, and bang for buck, you just can't, hands down, can't beat it. So check it out, FiTech. You said the website was what?
FiTechEFI.com.
There you go, FiTechEFI.com. Make sure you check it out, and make sure you check out our TV show, Aaron Weekends, on the Motor Trend Network. Check your local listings. It's also available on Motor Trend Plus, which is their streaming format. Easy way to get us there. Thanks to our guest, Michael from FiTech. He's Kevin Bird. I'm Will B, producer Scoop, and executive producer Bob Ecker.
Yeah, don't forget to check out our website too, twoguysgarage.com, and share your thoughts with us. We're everywhere on social, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, at Two Guys Garage. The Two Guys Garage podcast, it's copyright 2023, Brenton Productions Incorporated, all rights reserved.
Hey, Michael, one side note question for you. Atomization with nitrous. I got a couple cars, nitrous. I'm thinking about putting y'all's FiTech system on. Any change in that? Do I need to hit up and do a bunch of tuning on it?
It's not insane. We can set up a table to where when nitrous goes on, the system knows and it'll go to that table that you want, that AFR targets that you want. It's pretty easy to set up. We can get.
I'm gonna call you on that, man. I'm gonna call you on that when I move my charger over to.
We'll make Jeremy get involved.
Okay.
We'll get the engineer on it.
All right, Willie. I got one question for you. So. You know, I'm a huge fan. I grew up on carburetors. They're cool and nostalgic in their own way. But would you ever buy another carburetor in this day and age?
So I would have to say yes and no. And the reason I say yes and no is we're in the middle of developing an e-carb. So it's just it's a really dumbed down version of a fuel injection setup, but very basic, like one wire setup system. To get this last 15% of market that refuses to get rid of a carburetor. So we're going to go after that market too.
So there'll be no excuse after that. How about you, Willie?
Hey, I'm sitting here going, man, a carburetor is still decent for what it does, man. It still gets righteous performance out of it.
Yeah.
But buying one. Yeah. Because you look at the price tag and you're like, if I can pay $800, would I just.
You got an $800 EFI system. I mean, apples to apples. And I will tell you what, your top peak horsepower is always, as of now, going to be better with a carburetor. So if you're going straight down, straight line, and you're hitting that one target for horsepower, carburetor is going to get you there, right? I'll probably get you off the line faster. I'll probably get you down the track, but I'm not going to match that same horsepower.
But drivability, street ability.
Yeah, just, we're talking not by much.
I like,
you know, for all the other things.
I like,
you know,
my cars to start. That's what.
Dude, you know what I mean? I got some nasty old Mopars. A couple of them still have carburetors on it, and I'll go drive them through town and into town on cruises. And I know if I've only been sitting for an hour, I'm going to go back out. That thing's going to spit, bark. It's going to cough and sputter for about 40 seconds, man, while I get cool gas to it. So, yeah, man, I feel that pain. I understand. That's why I love you guys. That's why you guys have changed the game. That's why we so deeply appreciate what you all are doing over there, man. Keep up the great work, and we'll catch you on the next Two Guys podcast, bro.
Two Guys Garage podcast is produced by Britton Productions. For more episodes, visit iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.